Welcome to the Map Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang. After watching the new movie, The Post, from 20th Century Fox, starring Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks, I had a chance to interview Ms. Streep, which we'll get to in just a few minutes. First, though, I want to share my review of the film, which, right up front, I'll tell you, I thought it was excellent. For members of the Not Old Better audience, we will remember the subject of the Pentagon Papers, the top-secret Department of Defense study on the U.S.'s involvement with Vietnam. And, of course, central to the film and the publication of the papers in the Washington Post is Katharine Graham, publisher, played by Meryl Streep. In the film, Katharine Graham, played by Meryl Streep, is about to take her company public when the New York Times begins publishing excerpts from the Pentagon Papers, which reveal and divulge, among other things, that the government knew for years that the Vietnam War was unwinnable, but kept sending troops overseas anyway. President Nixon, whose actual voice we hear in recorded phone conversations, obtains a federal court injunction ordering the Times to cease publication of the damning documents. But when Daniel Ellsberg leaks the study to dogged Post reporter named Ben Bagdikian, wonderfully played by Bob Odenkirk, the newspaper has a major publish-or-perish dilemma on its hands. Like Steven Spielberg's earlier historical dramas Lincoln and Bridge of Spies, The Post turns the art of negotiation into gripping cinema. It's about the tactical risks and compromises by which our republic survives. Historians may well take The Post to task for not including more perspective from the Times, which broke the story in the first place. But the film's limited focus feels both deliberate and very dramatically potent. This is a classic underdog saga about how a newspaper that had little of the Times' national clout ultimately seized its moment and scored a major victory for journalists everywhere. It's also a fascinating portrait of the respectful but combative relationship between Katharine Graham and The Post's hard-headed editor, Ben Bradley, played by the wonderful Tom Hanks. We never completely forget we're watching two of the biggest movie stars in the world, but that only increases their character's dramatic stature. In an early scene, Ben Bradley presses Katharine Graham about whether her friendship with former Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara might be negatively impacting her judgment. Let's listen to this scene between the two, just as things are heating up.
So, can I ask you a hypothetical question?
Oh, dear, I don't like hypothetical questions.
Well, I don't think you're going to like the real one either.
Do you have the papers?
Not yet.
Oh, gosh, because you know the position that would put me in. You know, we have language in the prospectus.
Yeah, I know that the bankers can change their mind, and I know what is at stake. You know, the only couple I knew that both Kennedy and LBJ wanted to socialize with was you and your husband, and you own the damn paper. But since the way things worked, politicians and the press, they trusted each other so they could go to the same dinner party and drink cocktails and tell jokes while there was a war raging in Vietnam.
I don't know what we're talking about. I'm not protecting Lyndon.
No, you got his former Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, the man who commissioned this study. He's
I'm
one of about a dozen party
him.
Guests
I'm not
out on your
any
patio.
Of them. I'm protecting the paper.
Well, there is a nostalgia factor here with this movie, The Post. There are no discussions of clickbait or how many hits a story will get, something all of us in the media are highly attuned to now. But there is also no illusion that this was some mythical time when no one cared about making money. Money is at the root of Graham's decision to take the company public. But so is public service. This is a story about taking risks, about putting the good of the country before your own. It sounds corny, maybe cliched, but even in Steven Spielberg's hands, it does not come off that way. Instead, it becomes a story that sorely needs to be told again and again of the necessity of real journalism, of what it was, what it can be, and what it must remain if we are to remain free. Go see this movie and take your families. You may have to explain to some of the family members the timing and some of the other issues, but it will be worth it. It's a great history lesson. And I want to thank 20th Century Fox and EPK for making this interview available to listeners of the Not Old Better Show. And now, Meryl Streep. Welcome to the Not Old Better Show, Ms. Streep. Well, the movie The Post opens today, and I know you're very busy, and so I just really want to jump right in and talk to you about Katharine Graham and the historical perspective of the movie The Post, and particularly the Pentagon Papers, what they meant, and why important to this story.
The first screenplay that I got was written by Liz Hanna, and it was really centered on Katharine Graham and the event of the publication of the Pentagon Papers, what part the Post played in that. And it was unusual because it was focused on her. I was familiar with the stories about the Washington Post from Alan Pakula's All the President's Men, where she made a brief but fleeting appearance. And I really didn't know very much about her. Nora Ephron had told me that her autobiography was one of the great books of that part of the century, and that I should read it. And Liz's script sort of had a flavor of that time. It's, I found, incredibly compelling and a story not told.
The portrayal of Katharine Graham by you is fascinating. It's of a woman who's really almost overmatched, but works very hard at winning over the male-dominated press club of those days. But it was really a different time for women.
Early in her life, she was not the confident Katharine Graham that people came to know as the first head of a Fortune 500 company. You know, she was someone very unsure of herself and not born to manage a major company. And also she was the product of her time, where women weren't expected to do much outside the realm of good works, good child raising and household keeping. It's hard to really imagine how different that time was unless you lived through it, and I did. So I was on the cusp of this, the rising opportunities for women, and I certainly benefited from many of them. But she was in the vanguard of all of that and was not completely comfortable with taking the reins of leadership.
You've really been in some amazing films with beautiful scenic design and cinematography. Out of Africa, of course, comes to mind. This film, The Post, too, is beautiful in so many ways, but it's not shot outside in gorgeous Africa, but inside buildings. Cinematographer and director of photography Janusz Kaminski, as well as director Steven Spielberg, did wonders here.
One of the things that I think is the strongest about this film is the beauty of it, because it's a film that takes place in offices and at dinner parties. And how to make that interesting is what Janusz has brought. How to make that compelling and, in a way, propulsive, to make the story so you can't wait to see what happens next. I think that just how he's arranged where to be, I think that's Steven, obviously. But together they work seamlessly, those two. They see with the same pair of eyes. And he's quite a character, Janusz. I've never worked with him. I knew him just from having dinner, I think, a couple of times. And he was a wild man, but he's so focused and inventive. I think he's done us a great favor, all of us actors.
There is so much at stake in this film, and so much at stake for the Washington Post, and of course your character, Katharine Graham. When thinking about publishing these Defense Department documents, the Post could have been shut down.
At that moment, they could have lost everything. And the owner of the paper, the publisher of the paper, Catherine Graham, had to decide if she was willing to jeopardize her family's legacy, the paper, thousands of jobs, if they were shut down.
So, further about Catherine Graham, as almost the major decision maker during this time, she faced pressures like never before. And as a woman, those pressures were even more pronounced, and she had few role models.
Our movie takes place over the course of 2 or 3 weeks only, but it's enough time to get a snapshot of where this woman and all women fell in the line of decision makers, and how there just weren't very many women at all in any positions of power anywhere. And I shouldn't even use that word, power. It's a matter of moving history, changing history. There were very few women in business, very few women in law. There was no one on the Supreme Court. There was women were still a little bit invisible at that point in time. And the focus of history came to rest on this particular woman's shoulders.
So during this complicated time and then this complicated woman decides, among the many decisions she's making, to really take a stand, to step forward, to face the doubt, the real discrimination that come from all corners because she was a woman.
It's kind of subversive how multiple stories are told at the same time through this, the narrative of this historic moment and the march to justice and really her taking a stance at a time when it was very difficult for her to do that, because she was not only doubted by her adversaries but also by her friends. And it's a particularly lonely thing to do, to try to stand up under those circumstances. But everybody in this film does that. Every single person has risk attached to the decision that they make. And that, more than anything, is what I think people will feel, how just ordinary people can really move the needle in history and change the course of history.
Tom Hanks, who plays Ben Bradley, the Washington Post editor, is so strong in this role and so witty in the scenes with you.
Tom is everyone knows, you know, he's got the reputation for being the nicest guy in Hollywood. And he's very nice, but he's also really smart. He's crackerjack smart. That's a thing that's just, I think, probably he shared with Ben Bradley. It's such an attractive quality how just a few steps ahead of everybody he is in the room. He really drives the scenes that he's in. And he also, that sort of crackling wit and the demanding part of that personality that wants more from everybody. It's very sexy. And Tom, you know, I think it's people will be surprised that he's that.
This is your first film with Steven Spielberg. Hard to almost believe, but what was that like?
Always admired his films, but I was never asked to dance before, and so I was just thrilled that he was going to direct this. And I was completely unprepared for how free he is as a filmmaker. He's so in command of his art that it's just, I won't say it's effortless, because he works very hard and thinks very hard, but it's like play. It's like the absorption of a kid. He is completely free. It's improvisatory, his filmmaking, which shocked me. I don't know what I was expecting. I guess I thought he would, you know, have his sort of way that he liked to do things. But, I mean, we came in there, no rehearsal. That really shocked me. You just go in and start shooting. And then he'll just mix everything up. He says, no, this is, I'm going to do something different here. We're just going to toss this up and start in a different place. And it was just so spontaneous. Really thrilling.
The cast is so excellent. David Cross, Jesse Plemons, Bradley Whitford, Tracy Letts, Matthew Rhys, of course, Bob Odenkirk, who we talked about, you, Tom Hanks. This must have been a fun set to work on.
Part of it was our excitement, just as a gang, to be working on this material. Terrific script. Everybody has their moment. Everybody shines. Everybody was invested in making it work. And when you get great actors, and these are great actors, all sort of pulling the oars of a ship, and it just goes faster and faster. It's just very, very exciting. Very exciting to be in the room. I think that fed Steven, too. And he was less tired at the end of the day than he was at the beginning. You know, he's just, boom, jazzed. It was very, very exciting.
My thanks to Meryl Streep, of course. And I want to thank 20th Century Fox and EPK for making this interview available to you, the listeners of the Not Old Better Show. Go see The Post. You will love it. Thanks.